A word for you from Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. The Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "A staff." You might recognize the story of the doubt of Moses when he expressed to God, "They will not believe me or listen to my voice. They will say the Lord did not appear to you." Moses was full of doubts, and yet God revealed himself to Moses in this particular way, a very practical way, by saying, "What is that in your hand?" And he used that which was right there. Very often we seek for distant miracles. We seek for an exceptional thing to happen that is very remote, and we ignore the practicality of God. God often uses that which is in our hand. Later on, for another word for you, I hope to look at the feeding of the 5,000, how God used what was in the boy's hand, and then later on what was then in the disciples' hands as they spread the bread and fishes to the huge crowd. The Lord seems to have this characteristic. He wants to use that which is in our hand. Remember also that he wants to use you as you are. Of course, the changed you, the Christ-filled you, the one with the Holy Spirit who dominates every area of your life, but still your character shines through, a God-filled character. Paul sometimes would write, "This I say, which is from me," and in another place, "This I say, which is from God." And both of them are in Scripture. In other words, whether Paul was saying it himself as his own opinion, or whether it was something that he knew was directly revealed by God, it was all recorded as Scripture. Everything that flowed through Paul was of God. Have you allowed the Holy Spirit to so work in your life that everything about you, all that you have, all that you possess, your voice, your thoughts, your opinions, that everything is according to God's will? Even your feelings and emotions are in touch with God. Then God can truly use you. So it's not just to Moses that he says, "What is that in your hand?" He says it also to you. Uyakubuza umngani wami ukuthi yini lokhu okusesandleni sakho na?